Welcome to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. I'm your host, Noobs, editor-in-chief of ShufflingDead.com. And joining me, as always, is Shuffling Deadcast co-host, Salsi.
Hello.
Salsi, welcome to episode 27.
Thank you.
And as a very special surprise, once again joining us on the show, Weskimo.
I'm back.
Or as I call him, guest reviewer Weskimo.
That works too.
Salsi, let's kick things off with listener feedback.
Okay, so you had posted a new video this week.
That's right.
The Definitive 50, which is a new series you're doing.
Yes, I'm very excited about this one.
NES games.
50 greatest.
And you've gotten some feedback already from your first video, which was Thumb Racers FX. No one really commented on the game.
Sure.
But, they all said that 50 was too long. 50 episodes, one a week.
Yes. Well, little do they know.
Like, three different people said something.
Well, I don't know. That's just showing that you work all year round on this thing, exactly. And then take a couple weeks off.
Yeah, and then next season I'll have a new concept.
Yeah, it's just once a week. Like, maybe people are going to get annoyed at having constantly just Super Nintendo games.
I don't know.
Don't you think maybe that that's the problem? Like, I don't know. It's just that everything below, like, say 20, which is what these people are suggesting, is crap you wouldn't want to play anyway.
Well, that's a full line. Like, that Razor FX. Here's the thing, though, and Weskimo can agree with me on this, is the top 20 is the Zeldas, the Final Fantasies, etc.
Oh, stuff everybody knows.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The 50 through 21 is the shit that nobody's heard of, but it's awesome. Like Super Baseball, Rampart,
Battletoads,
well, everybody's heard of
that.
It'll be in there.
Really? I'd really prefer if it's not.
That stupid racing game Weskimo likes so much.
Oh, Rock and Roll Racing. The one you suck at.
Aerobiz Supersonic.
That game sucks.
Well, so that's what I'm talking about. All those niche...
Sim Ant.
Yeah, Sim Ant for sure. All those niche games that aren't the huge names that I still want to give some coverage to, you know?
You should make a post clarifying.
You think so? Intention. Well, maybe episode 2 I'll be like, suck on this, jerks. Because we're definitely doing 50.
Alright, you do that.
Maybe.
Especially when you guys did this fantastic intro.
Yes, thank you, Eskimo. That was a collaboration between Salsi and I, and I want to congratulate ourselves on that one.
You done patting yourself on the back now?
Yeah.
Salsi, any other feedback this week?
No. Well, 2 weeks in a row now.
No,
I think
we
he's don't. Moved on.
Our only subscriber has left us.
He's forsaken us.
Well, Eskimo subscribe.
That's true.
And Salsi and I subscribe as well, so. Or maybe she doesn't.
So we're saying that 33% of the viewership just dropped off?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Alright, let's head into news, I guess. So, Weskimo, sometimes jerks like you, who I really could use the help sending me in links to post updates about, they don't. So then I just have to troll Facebook.
I saw that the day after I went on my friend's Facebook page, saw that her sister had posted this on her page, and I hit like, and then the next day you had this up here. I was wondering if that's where you found it from.
So this is a little video. It's called The Fellowship of the Vuvuzelas. Now, you guys are probably big World Cup fans. So you probably know.
I'm trying to get better on the World Cups. I like watching it, but I just don't have the time to get up at 6 a.m.
You know what the problem with
games.
Soccer is? The field's too big.
Yes.
So it takes forever for them to run from one side to the other. So if they shrunk the field, there'd be more action.
I 100% agree with that. If they played on a hockey rink, but with grass, that would be way better.
You're talking about indoor soccer?
Yeah. Way better.
Okay, have it already?
and
you know what else
not
it needs?
The World Cup level.
It needs some technology so they can figure out the lines.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There was a lot of controversy this year.
It's like stuck in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
Wow, we're talking about sports on Shuffling Deadcast.
This is a first.
Anyways, Weskimo, what is this video?
Well, it looks to be a video mashup with some Vuvuzela soccer hooligans running around in scenes from The Fellowship of the Ring.
I mean, first they're in the Fellowship, but then they betray them.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Fellowship betrays them.
Who knows, really?
I can't tell. They don't seem very happy about the Vuvuzelas.
No. Gandalf, in particular, seems fairly annoyed by the whole thing.
Salsi, what are you doing?
Well, there's a picture on Dig a while ago about the, you know, what is it? Zelda and the Ocarina of Time.
Yes.
but it was a Boba Day Love Time. It was really done well. Well, they had poster.
A picture. I saw that
picture. That was a different one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. I wish I had seen it. So, not much to talk about here, obviously, but I did notice that the music they used in this to represent the Vuvuzelas was just ripped out of the Taking the Hobbits to Isengard video.
Yeah.
They just took that music.
Yeah.
Well, you know what,
the production... was another good one.
Yeah, that's an awesome one.
Production quality on this video is actually quite high.
Yeah, that's true.
Shuffling Dead aimed at this level of quality,
we'd have
200
viewers?
Subscribers in no time.
Here's another one that, honestly, we can't talk too much about.
I have to look at the show notes again.
This is a photo series somebody did on Flickr of the Mario crew turned into zombies. Although they're kind of the smart zombies that wield weapons.
Like
so,
pipes and stuff.
Yeah, you got a big-ass toad there. He's carrying a wrench. You got Luigi carrying a pipe. And everybody's covered in blood and gore. It's pretty freaking amazing. Weskimo, how would you feel about playing a Mario game that looked like that?
You know what? Honestly, I don't think I'd be too interested.
No.
No, I mean, I like zombie games, yeah. I like Mario games, but...
They'd be cute zombies.
See, maybe Mario and crew fighting against the zombie hordes, I'd be okay.
Hey, you know what I just realized? Are Goombas just zombie toads already?
Maybe.
Maybe.
What about those necromancer?
But they don't. Doesn't seem any decay or anything like that.
Yeah, they seem to have turned evil though. But I thought they were kind of mushroomy guys, weren't they?
Well, they are a little mushroom.
Yeah, right. So what's
maybe
the deal?
Maybe they're just
with
really
those?
Strong.
They're not strong.
No.
They're
that's
just
why
crazy.
They keep coming back.
Oh. There's
have
zombie
we talked
ass.
About this enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Salsi, I'm sure you remember last week we ran a story about. Darth Vader robbing a bank.
Yeah.
Well, here we've got another movie villain committing an act of crime.
Mm.
This is the Joker, the one and only.
Right.
He went back to his high school in Ireland, and he lit the place up. He threw some gasoline around, caused $1.3 million in damages by lighting that thing on fire.
Right.
Anyway, this is actually a 19-year-old kid. He went back. And his reasoning was awesome.
His name is awesome.
What's his name?
Christopher Clancy.
Yeah.
It's a villain name.
That's true. Maybe not as cool as the Joker, though. And, anyways, he dressed up as Heath Ledger's version of the Joker. And, when he admitted to doing it, he said he did it because, it is run by hypocrites and I didn't like the way they treated my friends.
Maybe his girlfriend?
I think he's just hanging out with the 17-year-olds.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Teachers gave him too much homework and he couldn't hang out with them anymore.
Yeah. Or they're like, do you have your student ID? And he's like, oh, I'm alumni.
Alumni.
This guy's a knob.
You think so?
Oh, such
aren't
a
you
knob.
Amused by this story at all?
I'm amused, but at the same time...
What do you think? Like, it's one thing to go light your school on fire. The other thing to, like, get dressed up first.
Yeah,
that's just some
is
extra.
It like really
that's just extra premeditation, right there. I guess, but
I guess so, yeah.
But for lighting your high school on fire, presumably what a year after you left there, if he's 19.
Well, he's 19 years.
Yeah, like really, come on.
He holds some grudges. I mean, look, if this kid had done it without any Joker makeup, I'd say yeah, he's a knob.
Yeah,
but doing the Joker thing.
You saying he's doing it with style? Is that
what
you're
saying?
He's
kind of LARPing almost.
Oh dear.
You know, I mean, remember when the Joker lit that big pile of money on fire?
I do remember.
Same thing. And that was badass, wasn't it?
See, so it's the Joker saying he's just like, yeah, I don't need all this money. That's not what I'm after. He's saying, I'm not after education. I'm not,
that's a good point.
His
you know
education.
What?
He did, yeah.
That's a good point, Weskimo. The Joker did it because he's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
This guy did it for revenge. That's not a Joker style motivation.
Wow, you guys are really getting into
good
this.
Good point.
Like I said, nah.
I think Darth Vader robbing the bank was cooler.
That is cooler.
Even with the camouflage pants?
Even then.
Even with the camouflage.
Okay, Weskimo, I'm really glad you're here this week, because you are a professional economist.
Professional being a weird term to use for this, but okay.
Do you or do you not have a Bachelor of Arts in economics?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you take that? You're talking to the English and philosophy majors over here.
Let's not go there. Come on.
Are we going for a career?
So I'm thinking. Yeah.
Well, when I started, yeah, it was a career path. Choice. But, you know, by the time I got out, nobody's hiring economists to stand up and look around and be like, oh yeah, it still sucks out here.
So, I'm hoping you can explain this story to me, because I don't understand.
I just laughed because I saw Nintendo's sales or what they lost, what, 290 million?
290 million US dollars.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, so all the company's quarterly results are coming in here. And Nintendo's results, for whatever reason, despite selling gobs and gobs of games and consoles, having a markup on each one, in theory they don't sell those things at a loss, they still managed to lose $290 million.
I'm not sure entirely how they managed to do that.
So, the explanation...
I blame the Black Wii.
No.
Sorry, oh, that paint.
The what?
The Black Wii.
Paint? Are you serious?
They don't just, like, take them to the car shop and get
I'm
them...
I'm kidding.
apparently it has to do with, converting currencies.
Yeah.
So, the yen is really strong right now. Mm-hmm. Which, and Nintendo's, most of their sales occur outside of Japan. So when they make a sale in the US or wherever, and then it gets converted into yen, it's like, not as much as it used to be. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make sense.
What?
This 1-888-646 million yen, is that 1-888-646-000000?
Could be a typo in here.
I think that's supposed to be 188.646 million. So 188 million.
Okay.
I should put a period in there.
Yeah. But yeah, that makes sense. Is it used to they used to make more out of it, but if the yen's stronger than you know, as compared to the US dollar now, then the US dollar's sales, which is still static in the States, means that they make less money. Right. Or less yen.
And in fact it ends up in a loss. And the euro is also quite weak to the yen right now as well. So how does Nintendo fix this, Weskimo? Do they jack their foreign prices, or
I'd have to look at it.
Do they undermine the value of the yen?
I'm pretty sure they'll be fine.
Could they set up?
They just have to stop selling it outside of Japan. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Could they somehow
go back to the old Japanese blockade where they don't let anything in or out?
Well, we all know Japan is the culturally superior to every other nation on Earth, Weskimo. So maybe they should do that. Saucy staring at me. Okay, what if they registered themselves on the other stock exchanges around the world? Could they divide it up so
I'm not entirely sure how that would make a difference.
Okay.
You're really worried about this, aren't you?
I'm really worried about this.
They'll be fine, dude.
Yeah, they also have made sick cash.
Yeah.
Compared to the competitors over the last million years. Oh, here's a Weskimo written story.
That's true.
Tell us about this.
Well, I was just kind of browsing the websites, and I noticed that they've decided to put Call of Duty Black Ops onto the... Well, I knew about the Wii, but now they're putting it onto the Nintendo DS as well.
Right.
And, well, congratulations, Call of Duty. You're going to make a whole new realm of gamers irritated with your game.
Are you a Call of Duty fan?
I'm a fan. It's just that the online gameplay is so filled with garbage. And the maps are very... Well, at least with Modern Warfare 2, hopefully Treyarch does a better job.
Well, doesn't seem likely.
No, but the maps tend to be unbalanced and a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, with only a 6-player multiplayer, they'll probably have different maps.
Right.
So,
yeah, probably smaller maps.
But like I said, the best part being that there are only 5 assholes who kill me every time instead of 10 assholes killing me every time.
Salsa, you played the other Call of Duty on DS. Which
just
one?
Just the single player.
You didn't go online or anything? No. I don't know if it had online.
I don't know.
This one apparently does, it sounds like. Very interesting.
It'll probably sit because it's by Nintendo.
Or what?
The online play part.
Damn it, Salsa. Okay. We come, as always, to my favorite story of the week.
Oh, no.
So, who
this
here...
This is actually a really good one.
Who here has heard of Love Plus?
I've heard
You've
of it.
You've covered it many
we,
times.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. Yeah.
So this is a DS game where you get a choice of 4 digital lady friends and you pretend to date them. it's a game. Anyways, and it's a phenomenon in Japan, and a lot of dudes take it way too seriously. So, Konami, the company who made the game, they've organized summer tours for the Love Plus daters.
You've got to be freaking kidding.
So you pay about $500 Australian.
Can you convert it to Canadian? Have you ever been to, like, UniversalConverter.com?
Well, I just grabbed it from the source.
That means nothing to
Australian
me.
Australian dollars, I think, are roughly Canadian. Cool. Let's just say $500. They pay to go to this tourist town for a weekend, one night in a hotel. They visit local stores where they can buy yet more Love Plus merchandise. They can collect special stamps. And, well, the media in Japan, they've been following these guys around trying to get the story on this whole thing. So they follow this one guy around, and, you know, it's the typical weirdness. And then they get back to his hotel room for the evening. He gives Nene, is that how you pronounce it? Nene, the bed, out of respect. He takes the floor.
Classy.
$500, this guy's sleeping on the floor. And then they ask him, you know, what about a real girlfriend? He says, I don't need one. Comments? What, Weskimo looks like he's in pain.
This boggles my mind. What the hell?
I think it's just Japan.
See,
preparing for a robot future.
Could be. It could
evolving
be.
Evolving sex needs out of that, like.
But Jesus Christ, are you, and you're telling me that these guys have the most superior culture in the world? Yeah. Is that what you just told me?
By superior, I mean most amusing ones.
Oh my god. I'm done.
You're done?
I've got nothing else to say about this.
So, the article, not mine, pointed out that he just put the iPhone in the bed, which is just like the,
I was gonna say that, looks like an iPhone.
It's like, you know, a special app for the game, but it's not the full game. So they're thinking he's probably got the full DS in his pocket down on the floor there. So maybe this was
not
just...
Not so classy.
Maybe this was just for show.
Slipped down for a little nighttime Nokia, I guess.
Seriously, this is the most fucked up thing ever.
This is...
What do you think's more fucked up? Just this, or, like, actually having a wedding ceremony?
The wedding
like
ceremony...
Like, I'd say this is a little less fucked up.
I don't know, because...
I think this is more fucked up,
but he could
actually
just be doing this for the TV show.
But I think the wedding was just for TV.
Yeah, I think the wedding was more of a you know, they know it's not for real,
official?
For real. But,
right.
You know, it's more of just a statement. This is... That's fucked up.
Well, I guess he is on the
He's
to
sleeping
with.
On the floor. And left the iPhone on the bed.
And he's on a two-day vacation with his fake girlfriend.
I'm pretty sure the iPhone fits very well onto a pillow. So he could put the pillow on the floor and put the iPhone there.
Well, that would be disrespecting this lady.
And he obviously, they can't share the bed because, you know, they're not married.
He could make
whatever.
A mini bed and put it on, like, a dresser table.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
He should, if he's so committed to his girlfriend, he should have a special little
or
bed
for
his iPhone.
Or
you could
put her on
iPhone.
The TV and she'd be nice and warm all night if you left it on.
That's a really sad TV.
Anyway.
Are you gonna take
can we,
back
can
here?
We move on?
Oh.
Salsi.
Yes?
You hate the Fifth Element.
Yes, I do.
Weskimo, you love it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what do you guys think of Chris Tucker?
A bit spastic, but fairly entertaining.
Like, do you actually like him in movies?
I'd say he's entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the first couple of Rush Hour movies were entertaining enough.
And Fifth Element, of
and
course.
Fifth Element, of course, yeah. And you know what? I don't think I found any movies where I was like, it would be better if he wasn't in it. It's more, right. I'm pretty indifferent to him in a movie.
A lot of people say they wish he had died in the Fifth Element. Like, they kept waiting for him to get his comeuppance in that movie.
The actor or the character?
No, the character.
The character, obviously.
No, they don't mean, like, he died on set. No, no, no. Anyways.
It's like Bruce Lee.
This dude doesn't know about taxes. Because he owes $11 million to the federal government of the United States.
Which, if you think about
they're
it,
really,
you
they're
mean...
really checking on celebrities these days. Because I think I read something that, like, Wesley Snipes
Wesley Snipes is
isn't he in jail or something?
No, I think he's out of the country because if he shows up, they'll jail him.
A lot of people have been, actually, if you, like, follow Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Like, every week he's got someone.
What the fuck are these people doing? Like, this dude made $20 million on Rush Hour 2. He made $25 million. On Rush Hour 3. Pay your goddamn
well,
taxes!
Well, who was it? Was that guy with long hair in The Apprentice? Wizards of Princess.
Oh, yeah, right, Nicolas
he
Cage.
He had some problems, and didn't he just say his financial advisor
okay.
gave him the wrong advice
yeah. or something?
What financial advisor says don't pay your taxes?
Maybe they have been paying some taxes, but not...
Yeah, maybe. So how much did this dick owe?
$11 million.
That sucks.
And plus, he about a year ago, the state of California came out and said he owes about $3 million in state
taxes.
That's
why California's fucked up. They have all the celebrities. No one's paying their taxes. That's why they're in the hole.
Well, yeah. Like, this is...
So, how do you guys suggest he gets out of this one?
Probably pays goddamn
taxes. Yeah,
can
he just give him some money?
Well, I mean, maybe he doesn't have that kind of cash sitting around anymore.
He could sell a house. I'm sure he's got more than one house.
He could do another movie.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What Chris Tucker movies do you want to see?
Fifth Element 2. Oh, wait, you've already got it. The Sixth Element.
I think Chris Tucker is the Sixth Element. That would be a twist.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, by some miracle, that actually wraps us up for news already. I'm a little concerned about show length today.
We've got some other good stuff to talk about.
That's true. Salsi, Weskimo, I'm so excited to announce that you two are not the only ones helping me out with the site.
Yeah, who is this? I saw this article.
We got my buddy Kat.
Oh, yeah.
Helping us out, writing the odd article.
Does she like podcasts?
I have no idea. Maybe. Salsi's always looking for podcast guests. She wrote this awesome article.
You bored of me?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Don't worry.
We've gone through all the news in only 20 minutes.
I'm just keeping things efficient here.
Don't worry, folks. Harry Potter still rocks. And this is an article she wrote. just talking about how Harry Potter still owns it up on fanfiction.net. It's kind of a response to that news story we ran about.
Right.
Or about Mr. Sixpack.
That was a different site.
Yeah. So, in terms of total number of stories on fanfiction.net about Harry Potter, they're still number one with 467,000. Twilight lags far
That's
behind.
That's quite a bit lower, eh?
Yeah.
I think it's just because, like, the community there must have been an older community, and all the Twihards go to some different site.
You could be right. Plus, Harry Potter's been popular for a much longer period of time.
Yeah, but that's not very many. Like, if...
Plus Twilight, what fan fiction are you going to have for that? Pretty much people just, like...
What, are you sticking up for Harry Potter fanfic?
No, I'm saying that's quality. Why there's more. Is that, like, I don't know, the Twilight fans don't really go... Like, they'll go looking for
You know
for
Bella
it,
has a baby? Them. You know where you can go with that?
I guess.
You know what, though? I think the Harry Potter universe, as we all know, is infinitely superior and much richer.
What about Lord of the Rings? That's superior.
That's
and richer to...
Also, but Harry Potter's got a lot more characters, too.
Yeah, right. There's so much to do with
definitely,
it.
Definitely, yeah. There's definitely a lot more opportunity, and, yeah.
But, I mean, Twilight, of course, has the two hot dudes factor,
yeah.
Whereas Harry Potter...
Only
I mean,
one.
Some weirdos are really into Snape, but in general... But
Isn't
in general,
video?
I don't know. Have you guys heard of some of these other topics? Look at this, Silmarillion's in 19.
I was really surprised by that because there was not a lot of description of the character. Like, there's
yeah,
a ton
just,
of characters.
It leaves it open for fan interpretation.
I guess. I mean, there's like four or five women that are described as amazingly beautiful, but like really, and like they
like
might say she's blonde. Or
but they don't give us cup sizes or anything.
No, there's really no. Yeah.
Well, you know what does have a lot of characters and not a lot of fan fiction?
What's that?
The Bible.
Yes. In part two of our article, Kat points out that there's a big pile of Bible fanfic out there.
Can
but
you give us some
she's
quotes?
Well, she's a little disappointed. But here's an excerpt. A modern-day reimagining of the teenage years of Jesus. Through the eyes of John the Baptist, we will watch the young Messiah as he attends high school, learns about who he is, and begins his ministry.
Now, this, if you just, like, ask me, is a Harry Potter ripoff right there.
Good point,
yeah,
Salsi.
Yeah, yeah.
He's figuring out he's the son of God.
Now, here's a better one.
That he went to high school really, really
well,
pissed
me, isn't it famously true that there's a huge gap in the Bible? He's a baby, and then all of a sudden he's an adult.
Modern day reimagining. Anyway, my favorite is Adolf Hitler travels back in time and meets a man who will change his life forever. And the title is Jesus and Hitler, a Romance.
Oh, God. Yes.
That sounds blasphemous.
That sounds like the most blasphemous thing I've ever. Are we forgetting that Jesus was a Jew?
But that's just it. So Adolf falls in love with Jesus, and Jesus changes his life, and there's no more Jew burning and stuff.
No more Jew burning.
That's pretty much right after I read that little quote there. Yeah. That's when I put my comment of regarding Bible fanfics. Jerry says, "Fucked up."
Yes.
Well, hang on there, Salty, because I want to look through this list a little more.
Oh.
We
haven't exploited it enough.
No, we got Phantom of the Opera.
Lord of the Rings is
third.
Yeah,
it's respectable.
Yeah, and like four times as much as the number four.
Yeah. Like,
so, I mean, it's really Lord of the Rings, Twilight, Harry Potter, and that's it. And even those three have huge gaps, like 43,000 for Lord of the Rings, 156,000 for Twilight, 467,000 fanfics for Harry Potter.
You know, I'm looking at this list, and it's a little strange because it's almost all fantasy. Right? Like, where's the Star Wars? Where's the Star Trek? Star Trek's the original fanfic.
Star Wars and Star Trek, I think they have enough offshoot literature and everything, though. I mean, like, after, like, outside of the movies, Star Wars has a ton of books and everything, right? So, I mean, I'm guessing there is not as much need for Star Wars fanfics.
That could be. I mean,
there's always.
I'm just thinking different community.
Yeah, that's probably it. This is looks to me like a very teenage and fantasy heavy community. What?
I'm sure lots of adult, right?
A lot of adult.
Readers. I know you have written some Harry Potter fanfics.
Well, we talked about this before. It was parody. And I haven't posted
on the
site
yet. You know
what?
There's actually parody on this, in this number here. There's some parodies.
I should think about posting it up there.
Yeah, but I haven't even heard of some of those ones on the list there. Like, what the hell is Clique?
I know you've heard of Animorphs.
What's Animorphs?
Isn't that some sort of cartoon?
And what's those books where those kids turned into?
Oh,
they had like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, like, what the hell? Inheritance cycle?
They got the
Chronicles of Narnia. That worries me a little bit.
That one's in there?
Because there's all of the children.
Don't just assume that all fanfiction is masturbation material. Well, they're teenagers, at least.
Like, yeah, when I think about fanfic, I'm always thinking it's some kind of jerk-off material and stuff like that. And but, I mean, yeah, some of it's legitimate stories that people came up with. So.
Yeah, the stuff that no one reads.
Exactly.
What?
Wait, I think there was another.
What else we got?
Well, we might as well do this.
Here we go. So, Kat also wrote a little article, talking about how she listens to the radio, and on Canadian radio stations, they say sex all the time in the songs, whatever.
Thanks.
And lots of other naughty things. But, when she listens, to, American broadcasts of the same songs, they actually censor the word sex. And they say shh instead.
Yeah.
What the fuck, folks?
Yeah.
Is sex really...
Just in America.
Well, this, what is it, the AT-40s is that what she's listening to?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's marketed a whole lot at the young teenage girls kind of thing. That's the Ryan Seacrest show. And you know what? I can see parents in America freaking out if their 12-year-old's listening to it.
But Jay-Z said in his new song, I Just Want to Love You, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. And none of that was censored, and it was on the same program.
Well, innuendo is fine, apparently.
Yeah, innuendo is okay. They just can't say sex, bitch, shit.
I think they can say bitch now.
Well, Canadian radio stations does.
Canadian can.
Canadian radio stations
like, on TV, they say bitch now.
Well, because Jet has that song called Crazy Bitch, and they're
just
bitch. No, that's not censored. However, yeah, the other line of that song is, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it, or whatever, and that's censored. Is censored.
Even on Canadian.
Yeah, even on Canadian. Yeah. So we're not perfect.
You know what we do have in Canada? If you watch, like, America's Next Top Model,
yeah.
If there's, like, butt cheeks or boobs, they're fine.
Right. But not on nipple.
Can't
even nipple. Like, if you watch fashion TV.
Oh, fashion, I see nipple all the time.
But on America,
do you watch?
Well, before the internet.
On American broadcast, America's Next Top Model, model, even if, like, their girls are in bikinis and walking away, they censor their butts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they censor ass cracks all the time like that. It drives me crazy.
I think sometimes they make it worse than it really is.
Yeah, good point. So Americans are crazy, as always.
But it doesn't stop the guys from jacking
I still think they're trying to protect their 12-year-olds, but the internet is going to go ahead and
ruin that.
Did Canadian stations censor shit for Hollaback Girl?
I can't even remember how that song goes.
I think I changed this. I know Hollaback Girl.
Yeah, I know how that part goes. Thank you.
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Good work, Salsa. I'm rocking out right now.
Yeah, I remember now.
So I don't know if they censored in Canada or not.
I think they did. I think it was fun.
Maybe they said this is bananas, and then we just didn't notice because it's so similar anyway.
Well, and sometimes it's the censored version that record companies send to radio stations as well.
Right.
Like, because it depends on, what version you've got.
So just a quick update here on the Dungeons Boss. I did a month late my quarterly update to my games bought, beaten, sold, etc. Received his loving gifts.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of beaten games on this.
No, it sure is a lot of bought.
Yeah, I got like six myself. It was...
look at all this.
Bat. Give us some highlights.
Super Baseball, Mortal Kombat. You bought it? 2. Yeah.
Oh, you gave away Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Remember that was there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have linked it to
Blades
the video.
Blades of Steel.
You bought Blades of Steel. That's
Pokemon
awesome.
Pokemon Puzzle League.
We're playing that.
I got Simant as a gift.
I think me and Noobs already played Blades of Steel and I kicked his ass, so I don't know if it was
It's also a Game Boy practice. Mario Paint, Pokemon Platinum, of course.
Oh, where do it yourself?
Yeah. I only beat one game in the entire quarter, and Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
And that took you a long time because that game sucked.
Excuse me.
I remember how you would only play like 20-minute increments, and then you'd be like, oh, I've had too much. God, why torture yourself?
I really enjoy those games. But hopefully, next quarter I think will be a little better, but still probably pretty bad.
Are there going to be a lot of SNES acquisitions?
Yes. Weskimo, we really appreciate you doing these questions of the week on the site now.
I'm getting a little discouraged. Not a whole lot of comments flying through.
You know what? Noobs doesn't even ever comment on your
name. I know.
I'm working on it.
I eventually commented on the food one.
That's true.
Well, this one's been up for a good
2 days.
2 days.
Well, I'm thinking about my answer. I haven't decided yet. Tell us what the question is.
So the question of the week is
picture, by the way, is fucking awesome.
Well, he found it, actually. I was going to do a two-sided picture of something, but, I just said find something, and he did. So this is a fucking awesome picture. But, yeah, over the years, Donkey Kong and Bowser get compared a lot by Nintendo, and they get compared as equals. Like, Mario Kart, Mario Tennis, they do everything the same.
Right.
But we know that can't possibly be true. Like,
of course.
Like, I mean, they both kidnap the princess from time to time, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know what, I've always wondered, I'm like, which one is better?
Yes.
See, I'm leaning towards Donkey Kong on this one.
See, I'm leaning towards Bowser.
I want you to tell me what you mean by better. Like, who could win in a fight?
Who could win in a fight? Who could win in a fight?
What are your rules for this fight?
Well, like I say down here, let's throw these two into a no-items, three-stock, winner-takes-all grudge match in Hyrule Temple, and Smash Brothers style.
Takes all, you mean the princess?
See, Smash Brothers is the one game where they're not the same, though.
Exactly.
So I don't
think... whatever. Shut up.
Basically, stick these two in a Smash Brothers match, who's gonna win?
How come they're both not in Smash Brothers?
They are.
Oh, why don't you go do it?
We could do AI versus AI. Because
it depends on who plays. I guess AI versus AI.
Ooh.
See, I'm banking on Donkey Kong, especially in the Smash Brothers, because, if he has to, he'll just suicide it. He'll just pick Bowser up and then jump off the cliff and
that's
kill them both.
How is that considered a win for Donkey Kong?
Yeah, then I think no one...
Because it's a moral victory.
Doesn't Bowser have the power of fire on his side?
Yeah, but his fire breathing is shitty.
Maybe in Smash Bro, but, like, outside of that game.
Oh,
I'm
even
sure
in the other one.
In the original Super Mario Bros., he really projects those fireballs.
Yeah, but they're very easy to jump over, whatever.
Donkey Kong can't jump
on fire.
Are you serious? Have you played Donkey Kong Country?
He needs vines and things.
No,
really,
he can jump just
vines
fine.
And bananas.
Diddy did all the heavy jumping in that game.
Yeah, Donkey Kong can jump over a fireball.
See, what Donkey Kong... Oh, he does do it. He goes into his shell. You know, if Donkey Kong did a suicide, move, Bowser could just go into his shell and live through the move and come out afterwards.
Well, once you fall off the screen, you're dead in Smash Bros.
I don't know, but you have to think about, that's because when you get to the bottom, you go splat.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So in real life,
but then Bowser might be like that pug we saw on his back trying to flip over.
Yeah, that's a good point. Bowser is a turtle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Apparently we're watching this.
Oh, I've seen this before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's pretty damn hilarious.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Then Bowser would really win.
You mean Donkey Kong?
You mean lose.
Bowser would win.
If he's stuck on his back, what the fuck is
he's
he
He's alive!
Do? Yeah, but now Donkey Kong would just pummel him.
Donkey Kong had already died from falling off the cliff. That's the point of falling off the cliff.
Well, no, but if he's going into his shell on the way down, then Donkey Kong just ride the shell on the way down. Yeah.
That's not cool.
No.
And then he can just beat on that underbelly until he cracks it open.
No kidding.
And eat out the delicious innards.
This might be some good listener feedback if anybody actually listens.
Yeah, come on. Drop us some emails. Let us know what you think. Comment on the question of the
week. Give us your Donkey Kong versus Bowser fan fiction.
Yeah, how would it play out?
Who has better games? Well, I guess Bowser doesn't have his own game.
Yeah, Bowser shows Bowser shows up in more, and I would argue, better games.
Mario games.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's not very fair to call those Bowser games.
No, exactly.
Bowser's the main element in those games.
He did show up in Super Mario RPG.
That's true, and he sucked in that game. I never put him in my party.
Who did you use?
He was in your party.
Mario, Geno, and Princess.
See, every once in a while, I'd switch out Geno for Bowser, though, because if I wanted to just drop some badass chain chomps, I would drop in Bowser.
Yeah. Late game, I think it was all Geno. And then, I mean, Princess's heels were so unbalanced.
Yeah.
She was so powerful in that game. It was insane. You never died because
Mallow was a piece of shit.
Mallow sucked balls.
Oh my god, so many. And his matchup was terrible, too.
Just in terms of a character, like, character model, like, he just sucks in every regard.
Yeah.
Where were you last week when we were talking about this?
Yeah. Hey, let's go back and revisit some of Weskimo's recent posts here and we'll discuss them. Weskimo.
So how much did you talk about this last week?
I don't think we really talked about it at all.
No?
So, we just kind of went over it in the graphics, maybe. Or that font, at least.
Salty was critical. But Weskimo, you gave this game 4 skulls out of 5.
Yeah, I love this game.
Can you tell us, like,
how many hours does it take to play through this?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's a shorter RPG.
It's probably 20 tops.
Yeah.
If you're really going for it.
I think the first time I played it was probably longer, but I played through it so many times that I got very good at plowing through it.
Yeah.
In terms of comparing it to the Paper Mario games, like, I don't know.
I haven't played Paper Mario.
Well, the one on GameCube is spectacular.
Yeah.
So, the N64 one's a little dull. And I do think the Mario RPG gameplay it's a little boring to go back and play now. I don't know if it holds up 100%.
Could be.
But I'd still say 4 is a pretty fair score. Any other comments you'd like to make about the parties and things like we were talking earlier?
This morning, for some reason, I had the Mushroom Kingdom soundtrack in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Running around the town there?
Is that because you used it as a question at Nerd Olympics?
Yep.
There you go.
I don't know. Could be.
And then you reviewed this movie Constantine.
Fuck this movie.
Which I really want to see.
You haven't seen it yet?
I'm considering doing a revised article, because after a particular person read my review here, and she watched it with me, she's like, you know, this review just doesn't capture the amount of hate you had. So I'm thinking about doing a revision.
Wow.
Because really, this movie is a pile of garbage. And Dean User argued with me about it.
Doesn't someone up properly?
Oh.
So, what did Dean User say?
Dean User likes this movie. Yeah, he said that, giving it 1.5 was not at all the way it should go. And you know what? I've been checking out other reviews online.
Yeah.
People generally liked this movie. Mm, and I cannot for the reason, I can't find the reason.
Well, I'm curious about it. I do have sort of a soft spot for these shitty Keanu Reeves sci-fi kind of things. These slow budget shitties in all the time. I'm like, he's in some amusing
this
things.
This wasn't low budget.
My god. I can't even fathom the holy freaking cross shotgun that he uses. Like, no, really, like on the cover there. Go up. Go up to the cover.
Who is that?
That right
that's
there?
That's awesome.
That's a shotgun.
That's awesome.
That's like straight out of an anime.
Yeah. Like, ridiculous. Well, and it is based on a comic book, isn't it? Or a graphic novel?
I bet it is.
Yeah, it's Hellblazer or something.
Keanu Reeves is a big anime fan. Like, he's a pretty huge nerd himself.
Yeah, so I hear.
And he's gonna be in the Cowboy Bebop movie.
Really?
Are you excited about that, Salsa?
No, I haven't watched Cowboy Bebop. I may have tried a couple times.
So on IMDb, it's got, 6.7 here?
But who's see, that lead? Tilda Swinton. She was awesome in that movie, at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was
kind of a badass.
Gavin Rossdale was cool.
Okay, Gavin Rossdale was always cool.
Gavin?
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani Rossdale is in this?
Yeah, yeah. And he's like this,
Basically, he's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Basically, he's just hot, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to try too hard like Keanu.
Oh.
Oh.
Poor Keanu.
Poor Keanu Reeves.
One and a half skulls, you don't think was low enough? Or?
No, that's the right rating. It's just I don't think that I was...
Oh, and Shia is in it, pictures.
Oh, God. He contributed absolutely nothing to the movie. It was horrible every time he was even on the screen.
I don't know why Shia is in anything. Like, and he was an iRobot, too.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, but in this movie, he shows up. He's like the cab driver who drives Keanu around, because apparently Keanu's too drunk and smoked out all the time to actually drive.
He plays Short Round in this movie.
He drives him around. Keanu goes into a building, exercises some demons, comes back to the cab, and then goes home and drinks himself asleep.
Okay.
Whatever. And the whole time, he's just like, come on, come on, come on, let me help. And then, at the end, he finally is magically, better at this than Keanu Reeves. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, like, he saves Keanu's ass, like, twice at the very end, and I'm like, why?
Well,
And, like, Keanu, at the end, makes, like, use of some weird power to make things visible that he never mentioned before. He goes all Dragon Ball Z on this fucking thing, and, like, magic arm motions. And
Keanu
then,
does.
Yeah.
Not Shia.
No, this is Keanu again. Right after Shia dies, and Keanu gets pissed off.
Aw, were they lovers?
Oh.
Did they live in the same room?
No, they didn't.
Maybe did Keanu and but yeah, Gavin.
You know, Rachel Weisz was
Gavin
in this
was
movie,
a bad
too.
Guy.
She's hot.
Yeah, I like I said in the review, I like looking at her. Yeah. She's alright. But she did absolutely, once again, nothing but get drowned in a bathtub twice.
Twice. Have you guys seen...
She gets brought back to life twice.
What was that movie Keanu was in where it's another religious one?
Yeah, I know the one you're thinking about.
I don't.
I was going to make a smart comment about him being in another.
The Devil's Advocate.
I never saw it.
It was really bad.
Yeah. Well, so was Constantine.
Hey, did you watch this movie?
Bitch Slap? Oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk about that.
Didn't we talk about that the last time?
Did we really?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay,
yeah.
I must have blocked that.
Lots of lesbians.
Let's close that.
So, that pretty much wraps us up for updates from the week. Any concluding topics, ladies and gentlemen?
So, we're changing things up a bit on Trembling Dead for videos, at least. We're going to do two videos a week from now on. One is going to be that Definitive 50 series.
Yep.
And then we're also going to have our regularly scheduled...
Regular Dungeons
SDGRs.
SDGRs,
yeah. So stay tuned for that. Podcast is staying the same.
Podcasts
are the same.
Oh, that's correct, yes.
So we're always looking for guests.
Always.
And,
That's it? Should we maybe talk about what the Definitive 50 is all about?
If you want to.
So, each...
Can we go through that?
Kinda.
I guess. Each year, I'm going to pick a system. I'm going to do the top 50 games. It's going to be partly based on my opinion, but also popular opinion. And I'm going to be counting them down.
So... I gotta ask on the way this is gonna go down, you're pretty much just gonna be once again, pushing Nintendo products once more.
Well, that's this is a Super Nintendo list.
Yes, yeah, this one, yeah. But next year, you're probably gonna pick, what, GameCube or Wii?
No, Wii won't be...
He's waiting
it's
for
gonna
GameCube.
Be old systems.
Oh, okay.
Cause they gotta be done with before I can do the list.
Okay, but GameCube.
That would be easy cause I already have all the games.
Exactly, yeah. And so, really... Are
you, I see what you're
are
saying.
Are you just going to be pushing more Nintendo stuff,
well,
or are
you
going to be going onto the PlayStation?
One. You could do one.
Good God.
You could do, next That's season will be PS1.
They're only 3-minute videos. All you do is show some footage and say something profound.
Yeah, Westmore. I'll record the footage for you.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you don't want that.
No. Noobs has done a good enough job with recording footage. I've been on the dungeon a few times in SCGR, and we do okay.
Yeah. And I got a new recording device for this because we weren't able to...
I'm not talking about the device, I'm talking about your skills.
Oh, okay, yeah, I always suck in the footage we show.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of tradition. Do you remember the Sonic Reese? Yeah. Weskimo makes a point, and I think that it, in the years to come, provided I keep doing this, PS1, Genesis, they're definitely on the list.
Maybe they'll be shorter.
Well, at least you have a PS1 now.
And a Genesis. Yeah, that's right.
And I can always,
Didn't you smash a bunch of your Genesis games?
No, only the one didn't work.
Oh, okay.
And Which one was that?
It was this soccer game, it wouldn't load. And I gave away a bunch of shitty Looney Tunes games to Apocalyptic Girl.
Right.
But I have the Sonic games there, and in theory, Genesis had other games, so I'm sure. Sure, I could pull together 50. And PS1, obviously, that's quite a bit easier.
Hell, I could lend you like 20.
Right, exactly.
They're not all, they don't all make the list.
I think PS1, it would be reasonably easy to come up with a top 50.
You don't have to be 50.
Yeah, that's true too, Salsi. And I'm sure when I run out of systems that were awesome, I'll have to go to Virtual Boy. That'll be 5. Right. So,
that's a long time to be doing these reviews.
Yeah, that's true.
We might,
Several years from now, when I'm rich and famous.
Right.
Doing the definitive 50. Well, I guess we should wrap up for the week, unless anyone has anything else to say. So, this has been the Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. Remember, you can learn more about everything you've heard today by visiting ShufflingDead.com. We do a full set of show notes where you can click links and see all the stories we talked about. Also, check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/shufflingdead. Follow us on Facebook by searching for shufflingdead.com. We're at 53 fans. We're aiming for 100. I feel like I got a little bubble in my chest here.
Right on.
Or see our videos at youtube.com/marnax. That's MARNAX. Finally, comment on the site, the podcast, and give us some feedback, concerns, questions, topics you want us to cover on the podcast by emailing hosts@shufflingdead.com. That's hosts@shufflingdead.com. Thanks for listening.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
Did you have to say it like that?